everyone today on this beautiful fall. Welcome to the cold in Ohio morning. This is Olivia. She's going to help with our announcements this morning. She is one of our youth that we are just honored that will come and be willing to open up and be a leader. So this morning, we'd like to welcome you here to the Lighthouse. We're so glad each one is here. We love to see all of your faces come together at the Lighthouse. Each and every one of you are welcome here. You have a place here, and we are thankful that you chose to worship with us this morning. Today is Youth Sunday, so you'll see over half our congregation be going back to the back. They're an army, and we're so excited to have teen pastors. Caleb and Leah, would you please stand? Give them a hand. We have our youth pastors, Debbie and Alyssa. Debbie and Alyssa, if they would stand. And then we have our lead pastors, Pastor Joe and Pastor Alicia, who do a very, very wonderful, remarkable job of leading us all. If they would stand, please. We hope that you have all made plans to fellowship with us after service. We have a pastor appreciation luncheon planned, a potluck, and we're thankful for everybody who brought something. But if you didn't, there's always plenty. That's one thing that I've learned with being Pentecostal. We all can cook, and we all like to bring food, and we all want to be making sure everybody's eating healthy. So make sure you make plans to stay with us in fellowship. We also have a few announcements to share with you. We're going to have Olivia share the first one.
This Friday is Men's Mentoring Moments. This month, there is a campfire being hosted at Ryan's and Trisha Klaus's Woods. Address is on the slide. Can you wave your hand, Brother Ryan?
Sister Trisha.
He's in the back. There is a gravel drive to the campsite and a lane that will be marked. All men ages 16 and up are invited to join in for this time at 6 p.m. Instead of 7, food is provided. Bring a lawn chair.
Yep, so it's going to be a nice time to just sit around the campfire. The fall weather is just making it beautiful to be able to be doing that. So all men, get together, invite the teens and the youth to be able to come on out if you're 16 and up and do those things. Saturday, there's going to be a soup cook-off and a hayride at the church in Ada. There's a flyer at the door if you want some more information, if that's something you're looking forward to doing this weekend with your family.
Next Sunday, we will be receiving a special offering to send help to those who are going to the Appalachian Mountain Missions trip. Please come prepared to give if you feel called to help financially with this trip.
There's a women's conference coming up in Jackson, Ohio, I believe that's where it is. Pastor Alicia is going to be preaching Friday night. And then their pastor, Teresa Parks, will be there for Saturday afternoon. There's a flyer if you have more information, or you can ask, you know, Pastor Alicia, and then let her know if there's going to be anybody who wants to go in carpool. All ladies are welcome.
This year we are hosting a Christmas cantata. If you are interested in singing at this event, please fill out the interest form at the welcome desk.
At this time, we'll have Pastor Caleb come, and he will give our call to worship this morning. Oh, actually, he's not coming.
Tammy.
Oh, it's Tammy and Jerry. I am so sorry. My bad. I turned it over to the wrong person. Please come. Please come. My notes were wrong. Surprise. We're allowed to make mistakes in church, right?
That's right.
Thank you, sister. Hello and good morning, beautiful family of God. Hello. It is with great joy that we can stand up here as a strong and united congregation to lift up all of our pastors in love and respect and to be able to share our gratitude for all that you do and have done for each of us. Today, we get to exalt and reverence you and offer our love, our gratitude, and our prayer of blessing over each of you. This morning, we come together as the family of God and your congregation, and we praise God for each of you with a big shout out to the heavens. What an honor to call each of you our pastors. Kind of tears me up there. What a blessing it is to come together as a church and body of Christ. Set aside this special day to honor all of our amazing pastors and their families. Pastors, there has been such a beautiful display of this undebatable tapestry that is being woven with God's unstoppable and undeniable realm of love by each one of your hands that we have witnessed. It reaches deep into our hearts as your congregation, and it echoes outside of these four walls to change the world one heart at a time. Jerry and I know that many of you have seen and you have personally witnessed from each of our pastors the true meaning of unconditional love. Sorry. Thank you, dear. In addition to all of us enjoying the most life-changing sermons, and I know that is certainly part of our lives, and teachings from the pulpit, I know Jerry and I speak for the family of God in this congregation when we say we appreciate all of our amazing pastors. Pastor Darius, Pastor Joe, Pastor Alicia, Pastor Caleb, and Pastor Leah. And Dunya, where did she go? We as a congregation would like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for every precious minute of your time that you have spent ministering to one or ministering to many. We pray that God multiplies your time. Pastors, your love is endless and your efforts are uninterrupted with such undeniable value to expand the borders of God's kingdom. But even more importantly, watching you live out the sermons you preach and teach right before our eyes. Your example is to serve and to inspire us to live our lives before our brothers and sisters in Christ in a manner that would please God. Amen. Amen. Pastors, your congregation would like to thank you for leading us in the right way. You are highly appreciated for preaching and teaching us a deeper revelation of God's word and God's truth. Thank you for the important role you play in our congregation and the hearts and lives you have touched. Thank you for letting God minister through you. Thank you for your empathy and compassion that is gladly given during our difficult times. Thank you for your spiritual guidance, your wisdom, and your counsel. And your leadership. Thank you for preparing our hearts and all the work you put in your preaching and you teaching us. Thank you for being a great pastor and leading us in the right path. Amen. Thank you for your words of wisdom and strong faith. Thank you for being wonderful pastors. We are deeply grateful for the hard work and the sacrifices that you make. We are thankful for the powerful sermons that you give us. May God bless you always. Thank you for the words of encouragement that inspire each of us. We pray that you continue to always inspire others to become a better version of who God has called us to be. Thank you for the extraordinary work you do of encouraging us and guiding us in the principles of God. Amen. Pastors, we really appreciate your time to visit and pray with us during our times of need. And thank you, pastors, for being there for each of us in our worst moments, and I can personally attest to that. And last but certainly not least, thank you for being such great examples of how the family of God should serve each other. Amen.
Amen. And in Scripture, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 and 13, "So now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work to live in peace with each other." And in Hebrews 13:17, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. And I just want to say, I'm happy to be a sheep, and I'm happy who our shepherd is. And sometimes it's harder for an older person to accept instruction from a younger person, but when they're anointed, it's easy. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate his leadership. And I'm happy to come under the future that he has planned for this church, because he's the one that God's given the vision to. And I really appreciate that. So now as we prepare our hearts for worship, I would pray that we open our hearts to receive a filling. And I know we're going to get a filling. Let the Holy Spirit get into us. And when we leave here filled, we are just starting. We should come back empty the next week. We should pour it all out during the week. Don't keep it for ourselves. Amen. Pass it through. Now we get ready to accept our tithes and offerings. Remember, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So we pray that you will give cheerfully. We want to bless these tithes and offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
A miracle, my God has made me a promise. a miracle. My God has made me a promise and it won't stop now.
I know
a breakthrough is coming. By faith I see a miracle. My God made me a promise and it won't stop now.
I know
a breakthrough is coming.
Mighty overcomer, our deep.
Jesus has broken the curse. He has never lost a battle.
Again, someone needs to speak to their mountain right now.
Who are you, great mountain? You should not bow low. Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost.
Break every chain. The power that is in Jesus, the power that he produces, who he is, what he does, how he walks in authority, it's all driven by the power that he has. We have to understand this morning something that I feel so strong in me right now, that when we're singing this song, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. That's the same power that not only brought you to him and allowed you to have resurrecting life, but that is the same power that can move in your body, that can meet physical needs in your life. That's the same power that God's going to move in prayers that you have been praying for years and years and years, of children to be saved, of grandchildren to be saved, of parents by you, teens and kids to be saved. The power of God will not leave you void. He's not going to leave you with unanswered prayers. We need to rejoice this morning that the power of God will answer the prayers that we have according to his word. Hallelujah. So we're going to sing this one more time. And I just want you to just start declaring these things. If you've got a need in your body, I want you to declare it made whole this morning. All right? If you've got someone in your family that needs saved, I want you to just start asking God to reach into their life and believing that their time's coming. You hear me this morning? So let's sing this again. Hallelujah.
In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood, 'cause there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the
house of prayer.
altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar. The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of
Jesus. First of all, thank you, Jesus. Oh, mighty, mighty God. This morning when I woke up, Lord told me, we're going to testify today. And I said, why? I love the Lord. It's not that. It's that we get in the way. Our flesh gets in the way. And then what do you want me to testify about battle? And then I go, but why do I always have to use my circumstances? And he said, don't you understand? That's why, right there. And then the other thing is, but it's Pastor Appreciation Day. I can't testify on Pastor Appreciation Day. I don't want to. And he goes, oh, what better day? Because your pastor loves and appreciates that. So quickly, battle. You can't tell me there's not people in here battling, okay? And so I went to Ephesians, of course, 6 and 12. We are not fighting against the flesh and blood enemies. We're fighting against the evil rulers and the authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in this dark world. Dark world, man. And against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now, what I want to tell you, don't look at me, look at the Lord. 48 hours ago, I was sick and went to the emergency room, and the symptoms I was having, they initiated a stroke protocol. Well, I went down to OSU, and they found out that I was just a dizzy chick. Thank you. I would have said dizzy blonde, but I love my sisters that are blonde. I'm not going to do that. Vertigo. Now, tell me, seriously, tell me about the Lord, you guys. I was scared. I heard the word stroke. That scared me a minute. There's a battle I've been fighting for 2.5 years. My husband and I were in a fatal car crash, which took his life 2.5 years ago. And there's some things that proceeded from that, having to do with the drugs that they had given me. It gave me some thoughts that were horrible. I've been fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. Today I got released to that. I'm released to that. I'm not going to think about that anymore. It's behind me. The battle isn't mine. The battle is the Lord's. Throughout that time, I was also battling my wonderful youngest son, who was battling a horrible addiction. He went to a place that our wonderful pastors found for him. He was there for a year, and he's clean. He's clean from drugs. When he walks now, he says that he talks to God and he thanks God. If you keep reading after Ephesians 6 and 12, it'll say It'll teach you about the armor of God. I just don't want to take up any time. I just want, as I said, don't even look at me like I'm talking here. Look up. Just look up. Because that's what's given. That's who needs the glory. That's who deserves the glory and our praise every day, every single day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Day and night, night and day, make me a house of prayer.
Let's sing this together. Day and night.
Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer.
Everything, and he's going to meet those needs for you. I feel like we're coming into the season 2023, man. God did some crazy things, but 2024, the door is going to be open. 2024 is an open door. We've been knocking on 2023 all year round, and I feel like it's opening up in 2024. So brother, your family, your kids, get ready in 24. They're coming to Christ. You hear me? I'm excited for what God's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just give you the glory this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that we can come together and gather in your name, God. We thank you this morning that you have spoke to us through your Holy Spirit, Father. God, we thank you for the word that's about to come forth in this place, Lord. Father, we pray that you just give the anointing and the honor to this man as he gives your word this morning, God. Father, help each and every person in this service to get today in every service across the United States of America, Father. Help them to feel your presence, God. Dig in and understand your word the way you have it written in your book. God, we just give you the glory and the praise and the honor, and it is in Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. All right, so this morning, you may be seated. Hallelujah. We are very happy to be here in this place again. This morning, we are going to, at this time, we're going to go ahead and dismiss our children's pastors and children's, the youth of the church. We are excited for what God's going to do back there this morning as well. Now, as they're heading out this morning, we just want to bring honor and give reverence to the those that are with us this morning as we are super excited. Now, I'm going to elaborate a little bit. I promise I won't take too long, but, man, Pastor Martin put me on the spot one time when we went down there to, we delivered water, right, when they had some tornadoes that came through their town, and they were helping the community out, and we were able to donate a bunch of water from this church. And I remember Ryan was there, I was there, there's a few of us together, and we go in, and he invites us in the church, right? And we're walking around, and they got these prayer meetings going on. So, you know, we walk into one of these prayer meetings, and he goes, and I'm like, oh, gosh. I go over and he goes, say something, brother. And I'm still getting used to this whole, you know, being on the platform, you know, at that point. It's only been like the last year where I have finally took off the chains that I had on myself to really dive into this. And, man, you did something for me that day. You did. You helped me open up. But we are excited to have Pastor Martin with us this morning. He's traveling up here. The plans was to have his wife with him as well, Dr. Beverly, but she is not feeling well. So we need to keep her in our thoughts and prayers as we move on throughout this week, believing that as well, that she is going to be completely restored in her body.
Amen.
This morning, we would also like to welcome Deacon Obi and Elder Cynthia, correct? I hope I said that right. And then we are also excited to have Pastor Rick Burks with us. He's basically a brother of Pastor Joe, right? All the way from Dayton as well. So we just give their family a hand as well. We are super happy and excited to have everyone with us today. Just remember, following service, we will have lunch as well. So without further ado, I'm not going to take any up more time from what God's ready to do in this place. So, Pastor, if you'd come, please. Give him a hand.
Well, praise the Lord. Let me just try that again. Praise the Lord. For a few moments, I want to share with you, but what I learned when I was in Africa some few years, that when the preacher would say, praise the Lord, they would shout hallelujah. Then when they shout hallelujah, they would say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want all of you to stand with me. We're just going to give a celebratory praise today. And I want you, as we join in, and I want you to begin to clap. When I count to three, we're going to clap our hands and give God the praises that he so deserves, that God has been so gracious to us. God has blessed us, woke us up this morning, able to walk and talk, and guess what? We know our Social Security number. So God is good. How many of you love to praise him and give him glory? When I count to three, let's give him just a hand clap of praise and glory to God. One, two, three. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. You're in the back. Glory to your name. And we give you all the praise and we give you all of the glory as we come into your presence. Come into your house. In into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I'm so delighted to be here today and just so blessed and privileged to share with you the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to give honor to the set man of this house and his lovely wife, Pastor Joe Turner. Come on, give it up for him. Would you do that? Brother Obi and Sister Obi, let's give it up for them who travel all the way with us from Dayton, Ohio. And also Pastor Rick Burks and his family. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me that he would be here on today. I talked with him last night, and talked for quite a while, but he didn't say he would be here, so it was quite a surprise. To the God of glory and to the God of all hope and the God of all honor, I consider it a distinct pleasure and privilege to be here in Cary, I believe that's right, Ohio, a place that I visited some 2 years ago. During a conference, and the power of the Holy Spirit was here. We had a few words of expressions. And I bring you greetings from Maranatha Worship Center in Dayton, Ohio. My wife sends her regards, and our elders and board members of our church, they are praying for us even at this moment. We thank God for a glorious opportunity, and this is somewhat new for me. I believe this is the first time that I have spoken to an all Anglo white congregation. So I'm trying to fill in this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm from Houston, Texas by birth. Was raised in a segregated society. Didn't know what it was to go to school with whites or to visit the restaurants. It was totally closed off to us. My father, which is from Mississippi, the valley of racism. My mother from Texas, a small Texas town similar to Cary. But we were never taught racism. We were taught to love everybody. And that we did. We were saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. We come today to say to you that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And because of our love for Jesus Christ, God has blessed us. And I want to thank this church for what you did. 2019, a few days following the tornado that was in Dayton, Ohio, when a pickup filled with water said we want to do something to help those in the city of Dayton. And I believe that the water that you brought was not just regular water. I believe it was living water. As living waters, because we are blessed to be here, and that water made us alive to what is going on here in this great city and village. And we are so thankful. I come to share with you just a few words and on pastor's appreciation. I want to talk about it. And I want to share with you from the scriptures what the Bible says about your man of God, the set angel of this house. America and the world is in deep trouble. This morning, I discovered that more than 2,000 in Afghanistan were killed because of earthquakes. Then on yesterday, the Hamas and Palestine invaded Israel, and more than 500 perished and more than 2,000 injured. The wars in Ukraine, the situation in Eastern Europe. Not only that, but what is going on in America. Deep polarization politically. A great divide. And I don't believe in my lifetime that I've ever experienced the chaos in our nation. And because what's going on prophetically, these things must come to pass. The Bible speaks of it. Must come to pass. In that it must come to pass, it shows us that we're getting closer and closer to the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the early church, the word Maranatha means our Lord cometh. And the disciples and the apostles, their focus was not on themselves, not only material substances, but upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They would look for the coming of the Lord at any moment. So the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the five baptized who have been baptized into Christ, born again of the incorruptible and indestructible seed of the Word of God, we have a mandate to take the gospel to the world, to the poor and to the oppressed, to the up and to those who feel there is no hope for their lives. And because of this, the men and women of God who have called to ministry, Lord, and honor the oppression and the call for ministry. As I glance through information for this service, I discover that pastors are leaving the ministry. Burnt out, overburdened, stressed and depressed. And there's a need for this congregation to come around the pastor and to help him and to strengthen him for the journey. It's not an easy task to be a man of God and to be a pastor. It's not easy. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most distressing jobs. So how do you know I'm a pastor? I'm a pastor. You don't know what a pastor goes through. Day in and day out. It's more than an 8-to-5 job. More than a full-time job. People call the pastor for almost anything. I had a guy that called me, and I was early in my ministry. He called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Pastor, what you doing? I'm asleep. That's what you ought to be doing. Another one called, Pastor, will you pray? I lost my dog. Pastor. The pastor, the work of ministry, it's not easy. But I want to give you several scriptures this morning that would help you to understand your role as a member of this congregation to assist your man of God. And there are many scriptures, more than I thought, concerning the Apostle Paul through divine revelation. And I wonder, why did he take the time throughout his epistles to talk to those who have been born again and placed into the body of Christ, the ecclesia, the called out? Yeah. That's who we are. Yeah. Says here, basically, it's to take care of the man of God. Say with me, take care. Oh, you didn't say it like you. Now, if you say it like that and you say, I take care, then I don't know if I want you to take care of me. Say with me, take care.
Take care.
In Hebrews chapter 13, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7, and in Hebrews 13 and 17, and Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, I want to share. These will be the foundation of scriptures I'm going to talk to you about this morning. And I believe that there's an anointing that comes upon the church, that comes upon the house. There's a glory that will be released when you take the responsibility of assisting your man of God, the angel of this house, that would encourage him and strengthen him to do all that he has been anointed and appointed and called upon God to do. Listen to what he says here. In Hebrews chapter 13. Now, I don't know whether he's talking to this church, but I know he's talking to Maranatha Church in Dayton. He said, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follows him, considering the end of their lifestyle, their conversation. I want you to get this. Then he says again in verse number 17, over and over again. When you see this in Scripture, Paul is emphasizing a point for the body of Christ, the efficacy of those who called out of God. Perhaps there were those who did not honor, who did not respect their leader. God's appointed leader in Christendom, in the church. He says again, obey them that have rule over you. That's tough, isn't it? It's tough. It's tough for some. Obey. And my family, my daddy, taught us, his seven sons and one daughter, how to obey. Simply that. In our house, I didn't have a word. My daddy said to us as we were growing up in teenagers in Texas, he says, I'm the only man in this house. As long as you hear, you do what I said do. Obedience taught to us as a child, and come under and submit. It's quiet in here. Submission to leadership. It's hard for us Americans. But in foreign nations and third world countries, they don't have that problem. As a matter of fact, I just want to talk to you this morning. I didn't come to appease you, but I want to come to tell you the truth. Amen. And don't you know that the largest and the most productive and energized church in Europe are pastored by Africans because of their submission to God and their submission to leadership? This is Scripture. And it says, obey those who have rule over you, and I'm going to talk about that and what it means and your obligations and your responsibility this morning. He says, why do you do this? For they watch over your soul. Yeah. Pastor Turner, and as I was noticing that, there were those who came on the altar doing praise and worship, praying. Blessings, demonic interference, sickness and disease. They watch over your soul, is your will, your emotions, your desire. You got to watch over that and your decision making, the man of God. Man of God. Think about it, if everybody in the church learns how to follow leadership, think about it, then that same anointing comes over your family. Suppose all of your children just obeyed mama and daddy in the home. Think about it. Is it not because we are being rebellious and resistant, we find the same attitude in our own families? So if they watch over your soul, for they must, Pastor Turner must give an account as he stand before God. Must give an account for you. And he says this here, that he may pastor with joy. I'm going to tell you what, pastoring is not easy. There's a whole lot of times, Pastor, I felt like quitting. I'm a dentist by vocation. For 50 years, I practiced dentistry. with these hands. God has blessed my life. And I says, God, I don't have to take this. I don't have to do this. I got my own income, my own vocation. God says, I called you. You get back in the fight. You get back in there and you minister. These are my people, not yours. Do this. I got several points that I want to bring up today as we celebrate the life of this pastor. So the church is commanded as a church to remember. That is to keep in mind, to think of and feel your pastor. To make mention of him. That's my pastor. I'm thinking about my pastor. I want you to remember him. Remember he which have ruled over you. And this idea comes means to be thoughtful of the man of God who is the set man of the house. Then remember what he means to this church. Someone was up earlier, how pastor prays for us, how pastors minister us, how pastor help us through difficult times, the man of God. And sometimes we forget that he has a family. He has feelings. He has emotions. He has needs. And I got to come to understand that he has his issues also. Not perfect. Remember him in the best light. He is my man of God. When you go into the town and when you go places, I'm a member of God's Lighthouse Pentecostal Church. That's my pastor. I'm praying for him. I'm holding him up before God. That God will strengthen him and that God will speak to him and that God will give him revelation knowledge that he can speak a word into my life in due season. Anoint him to heal and anoint him to cast out demons, to heal the sick and raise the dead. You got to raise sometime a dead congregation. And he says, I want you to consider his time. Give him time for his family that he can serve his wife and children. Give him time to pray and give him time to study the word of God. Consider him. Pastor, I just want to talk to you for a minute. Don't really want anything. Pastor, what are you doing? You know, no. He's a man of God. He's precious. I don't know what's taking him so long. He prayed for me and nothing happened. Understand that you have a duty. You have an obligation. He says here, remember them that have rule over you, and there will be times when he will be away from his family because he loves you, and I know that. I know at times in the midnight hour, you'll call him and somebody is in the hospital, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's taking their last breath. I know. How do I know? It's happened in my life. Walking down the long corridors of a hospital, don't know, and he said, Lord, what do I say to a grieving family? What do I say to a family who just lost a loved one? What do I say? That's the man of God. He need to be energized and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit that he can give a word in due season for your life and that you may be comforted and that you may be strengthened. When a family lose a child, got to be there and pray. And he feels your burdens. Feel that. Then he got to carry them home. And his wife, Sister Turner, she got to pass to him. She got to anoint him. Give him time. There will be times when he will shoulder your burdens and carry them to the throne of grace and do spiritual battle on your behalf. So the word of the Lord said, remember them. Be thankful and be grateful for your leader. When he makes mistakes, he's human. You think he's not. Forgive him. Pastor, we understand. Help him to get up again when he prays for some and the prayer didn't come out like he wanted to come out and like you wanted to come out. Don't leave the church. So consider him. And then number two, speak of compassion for your pastor. I believe this is a pastoral message for the church. Now, if I was talking about God is going to bless you this morning, well, you're going to, boy, get some, God is going to prosper you, everybody be shouting. But I want the church to be settled. I want the church to be rooted and the church to be grounded in Jesus Christ. I want you to be rooted and grounded. So the anointing and the power of God, glory to God, there will be no hindrance to the flow of the Holy Spirit. But when there's bitterness, a division, and behind the scene, conniving, God sees it. God sees it. He says, now, you remember your pastor by having compassion. Some folks have the pastor for breakfast, they have him for lunch, and they have him for dinner, always talking. I went to church and say, amen. I can preach, I can go down home on you. And we like that. But have compassion to, that means to feel for your pastor and being kind to him. Learn to treat your pastor like you wanted to be treated. Take care of him. Supply his needs. Come by him with a word of encouragement every now and then. Pastor, we are praying for you. I want you to consider him. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you care for him. Have a heart for what your pastor faces. And remember that the load he carries will be lighter if you help him to carry the load, because he carries burdens and he carries you and your burden as well. What does Sister So-and-so think? What are they thinking through the night? He's praying for you. And God will honor your effort. He will bless this congregation. God will move into your life. Whenever you have compassion on the man of God, God himself will have compassion on you. Amen. We want that. God will have compassion. Oh, you love your man of God. This is Pastor Turner's, my man of God, and I'm going to be a blessing to him. Just come up sometime and put a $50 bill in his hand. Pastor, I just want to say thank you. Just said, Pastor, here's a gift for you and your wife. Pastor, here's a vacation for you. God has blessed my business, six-figure business this year. I pay my tithe, but this is, God has given me an overflow. And Pastor, I just want you to be blessed. Oh, I can't hear nobody say nothing. I don't know if y'all guys brought me here for that. I'm a pastor. church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not your church. As a matter of fact, not the pastor's church. He's been assigned by God. And I want to consider what God has considered. I want to honor what God has honored. Can you shout a hallelujah? Then speak of the conversation. That means his lifestyle. This is a call. He says that you may know the end of his lifestyle, the end of his conversation, what he really lives out in, and the faith that follows him. Keep him in prayer. And the greatest need of the church is to keep that man of God in prayer, as this nation is facing so many dilemmas. You know, I pray for my children and I pray for my grandchildren. And the deception that is going on in the world today, gender modification, people advocating all of this, and I, even in schools, and little boy would say, Mama, I believe I'd be a girl today. Little boy said, I believe I'd be a girl. All of these issues. And the church must be unified and strengthened to come against the forces of hell. And I know that if it wasn't for the church and for my leader and for my pastor, I would not be where I am today. And I thank God for godly leaders. I thank God for godly men who will stand up and tell the truth regardless of how the world feels. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? As a church, as a body of Christ. Be strengthened. Oneness and unity. You pray that I will get the benefits of what God has endowed Pastor with. The anointing that's on his life. The Bible talks about he anoints leaders. You remember in the scripture when Moses, they was fighting the Amorites. When Moses held up his staff, Israel was victorious. But he became wearied, and the battle began to turn against the people of God. It took Aaron and Hur to hold up the man of God's hand. And when you uphold the hand of your pastor and your leader and the pastor's wife and hold up his children, there's victory in the camp. When the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that is spoken against you, even the Lord himself shall condemn. I want to close in for just a moment. I don't know if I ought to say this, those in our church. Said, Pastor, when you say you close about five times. I want you to lift your hands and give God some praise for a moment. Give God some praise. Come on and give God some praise. This is a time. Time for you want this church to be strong. You want it to be powerful. You want God's anointing, and so anointed that all of the 12 gifts flows into this man of God. How about that? How many of you want the gift of God to flow through this man of God? Hallelujah. The gift of healing, when that need to be a healing, when the signs and wonders and miracles. Do you believe in the miracles and the power of God? Do you believe in tongues and interpretation of tongues? Do you believe in a word of knowledge? Do you believe in a word of wisdom? I need somebody to stand up and give him 5 seconds of praise. How Hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah. Shout again, hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated, just about done. Now, the pastor's not a dictator. And I'm not talking about that. But he's the God-appointed leader. Hallelujah. Not a dictator. This man that I know, the warmness of his heart, the passion for this church, and the passion for this ministry, the passion for this community. And I know that God is making a difference in your life and the life of your children and the life of your loved one through this man, the anointing that breaks, I think I heard it on, saw it on the screen this morning, that an anointing that breaks every yoke. No power in hell can walk over the Jesus in you is because you in union and oneness with the man of God. You're not causing division. I know that sometimes in church there are differences. Sometimes we may not see eye to eye, but we can walk hand in hand together. Can you shout glory, hallelujah? Can we shout glory, hallelujah? And don't go home and talk about and discuss church business with your children.
Come on, preach.
And I'm angry, I'm mad. Me and the pastor, we had words today. And matter of fact, you had words. The pastor didn't, because I know he's humble. We had words today, and I'm not going back this Sunday. I'm going to hold my offering until what I want in the church gets done. You are bringing damnation on yourself. Now, you got to understand, now, this is the first time I've spoken to people like y'all. He said, well, what did he mean? He come in here telling us. I'm just telling you what God says to do. I'm just talking today. God put the leadership in the hands of the pastor. Now, I don't know how you do it. Not a board, so to speak. The board gives advice. The board gives recommendation, because pastor got to stand before God on the behalf of this ministry. So when he talks about the role of rulership, he's talking about a ranking, his ranking. No church can have two heads. If a snake has two heads, it's called a freak. If an animal born with two heads, everybody want to come and see it. One head. Pastor, responsible for this congregation. Now, in the rapture, now God, get this. It's deeper than you think. In the rapture, the church is caught up out of here. The church, the body of Christ, you got to understand, it ain't just about something here. It's about the glory of God and the manifestation of God. The church, you know what? The song says, soon and very soon we're going to see the King, and the King is coming, and we all got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and each one of us must give an account. I've come here to tell you, I've come to warn you, that we got to give an account how we serve.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Yeah. I got to stand how I serve the church.
Yeah.
Servant leadership.
Yeah,
I got to stand before God and give an account before the Almighty God.
Yeah.
God said, did you do this? Did you do this? And God said, did you serve well? Did you serve faithfully? Were you obedient? Did you cause oneness? Did you call unity in the body of Christ? I'm going to do that. And what's going to happen? The church is going to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible says every man is going to be judged according to his work. He is judging us now, not for sin, but our works done in our bodies. And the results of the judgment, whether we receive crowns in heaven. And God has put so much emphasis on pastoral leadership. My time is just about up. He sent me here to talk to you today. And I can say things your pastor can't say. He put so much emphasis on the role of a pastor that is a crown of glory given to every pastor who rules well. And when Christ returns to the earth to rule for 1,000 years, each and every one of us who have served well, who have done well, who have won souls to Christ, who have been a worshiper and discipling and serving in the church, God says, I got a crown for you. What it looks like that you're walking around on the earth realm for 1,000 years during a millennial period of time without a crown, without any glory, is because of what you didn't do while you were here on the earth. Was I lovable? Did I rightfully serve this church? Did I rightfully serve God? Did I give God everything? Hallelujah and praise his name. Did I love my neighbor as I love myself? Did I love God with all of my heart and with everything? How we respond to God. This is my charge to this church. This church. I wanted to mention earlier that my church and your church had a common roots. The Church of God, the Assemblies of God, came out of the Azusa experience. And the church that I was born in came out of the Azusa experience. And even before I got here today, God says, we're one. Yeah. Yes. Bishop Seymour. Yeah. When the Holy Ghost fell. But I spoke to you today in the power of Jesus Christ. This church will not be the same. I saw expansion of your ministry while I was sitting there. And I said, now, Lord, they just build this church and they don't need another church note. But an expansion of your influence in this community. What about an expansion so that through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, people get saved all outdoors? I remember the time of the outbreak in my mother's little town. Said the Holy Ghost had revivals. They didn't have a church. Hallelujah. I feel his presence now. They was on the brush hoppers. Anybody know what a brush hopper is? The Holy Ghost fell. People got saved. As a matter of fact, when they built a little church and people was outside looking in the window, throwing pennies in the church. One man stuck his head in the window and the Holy Ghost hit him. He started shouting. He started giving God praise. He started giving God the glory. Hallelujah. God has miracles for you. God has re-strengthened for you. And I can see God working in the life of your emotions. There are some here who are distressed. You're going through a hard and difficult time today. But I want you to remember this, and this is my charge, and Pastor, you allow me to pray for the men. that says, I'm standing with my man of God. And that same anointing that's on your pastor's life, God is going to share it, put it on board. But listen here, Lighthouse. Did I say it right? Lighthouse. Protect your pastor's time. Protect his time. Value his time. Number two, I want you to pray for him continuously. In my most depressed moments of my life, my church was praying for us. My depression as a man of God, I was depressed for 3 years. But God touched my life. Pray for him. Pay attention when he's preaching, because there's a word for you that will save your life. Believe me. Prophetic words. Then pray for the needs of your pastor as I close. And then praise the Lord for your ministry through your pastor. Can you just shout hallelujah? I want you to stand. I want you to stand with me today. Would you stand? There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you.
Yes.
Although millions have come, there's still room for one. Oh, there is room at the cross. Anybody know that? For you.
Yes.
Say it with me. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Although millions have come, there's still room for one. Oh, there is room at the cross for you. Somebody in the back. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Although millions have come, there's still room for one. Oh, there is room at the cross for you. Pardon me, just playing softly. I'm going to ask the men of this church to come. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. The men, I just want you to come and just line up. There's room. There's room for your men. Oh, look at the men come. Sisters, give them a hand clap. Oh, look at the men. There's room over here. Thank God for godly leaders, for godly men. How y'all doing today? Boy, y'all are the quietest people I've seen. That's where y'all. Hello, y'all with me? Maybe I'm just used to a lot of noise, huh? Men, how you doing? I'm doing great, praise the Lord. How many of you desire a deeper walk and an anointing of God? It's just like never before. And I see all this corn out here, and I know there's some farmers out here. Is that right? And some workers maybe in factories. But how many of you, as I pray for you today, I'm coming in union with my pastor and with the church. As I was sitting there, God says, not only expansion, but God says increase. You know, y'all the guys ain't saying that. Increase in your 401k, your increase in health, increase up here in your mind, increase the strength of God. And I also want to pray, and this whole blanket, the peace of God. And I want pastors to come and stand with me. As you come here, I'm just going to touch you. because I don't have the time to just minister to you. But I thank God for you. And I sense a kinship. I sense a relationship with you.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray your men as leaders that God would give you new strength, that God would give you new insight, God would give you new powers. And I'm going to pray for someone who's sick that God will lengthen your days. Hallelujah. Glory to God in an anointing, in the sickness in your body. God strengthen you today in Jesus' name. Father God, as I pray for him, God, in Jesus' name, stand with this pastor. Father, in Jesus' name, stand with the church. Pastor, in Jesus' name, give strength, give power to the might. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Touch now in Jesus' name these men. Glory to God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, touch and anoint. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory. God bless the preacher. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Release your healing anointing, your power, and your might. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Touch now. Touch now. Touch. Touch. Thank you, Jesus. Touch now. Touch now in Jesus' name. Let your anointing come. Your presence be felt in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Shout hallelujah, brothers. Shout, come on, give a roar. Give a roar. Come on, brothers. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth like men and clap and praise like men. Glory to God. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him honor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So as you go, so the world goes. So as you go, so the church go. As you go, so your family go. And that anointing upon you. And said with me, Pastor, said with me, Pastor, I stand with you as a man of God. I'm praying for you. I'm lifting you up. I'm holding you up. You are my man of God. And I thank God. You can depend on me to serve God by serving you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, what I want you to do is to turn around and look at the congregation. Say to this congregation, I am a man of God. I'm a mighty man of valor. Now let's start over again. There was no valor in that. Y'all guys normally this quiet? Now what about when the Buckeyes play? Now what about when the Bengals play? Okay. So for me, Pastor, I'm praying for you. As my man of God, I will pray for you, hold you up, lift you up, and support you in Jesus' name. I thank God for my leader in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, brethren. You may take your seat. And let me just pray over the congregation. I just want you to lift your hands wherever you are. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. And we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for the said man of this house. Thank you for his wife and for his family. All across this nation today, they are celebrating and appreciating godly leadership. God, uphold this man, God, vision, destiny, purpose, multiple plans. It shall come to pass. Father, let the words that he speak over this congregation become fruitful. Let it grow and mature the fruits of his labor. And God, let a double portion of anointing come upon his life. And for that, Lord, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And we thank you and shout hallelujah and give God all the praise. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stay with me here, Bishop. How many of you thankful that we this day have broke down barriers? I hear the Spirit saying that there is a reviving and a returning to the original intent of the first outpouring that we experienced in this country. When Azusa Street happened, there were no black and whites. There was the church.
That's right.
There was no black church, there was no white church, there was the church.
Amen. Amen.
And I hear the Spirit saying there's a reviving and a returning of that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are one. We are one. That's including the Hispanic church.
Amen.
Yeah. God's been moving in this congregation, doing a great thing. Today is another day you need to mark. But I'll even say this, Maranatha needs to mark this day.
Amen. Amen. Be real.
I love it when God does kingdom things and he knits hearts together to work in his kingdom together. And so I want you to honor Bishop this morning with a hand clap of praise and appreciation for him. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Pastor, let me say this. And I thank God for this relationship. And rest assured, Lighthouse Church will be invited to Maranatha on a Sunday morning. And we're going to join together.
Yes, absolutely.
On a united front.
Yeah.
And the world needs to see this.
Yeah, yes, amen.
And thank you so much. And Elder Cynthia, be sure that we put it on our calendar. And maybe on some Sunday evenings we can come.
Absolutely.
And y'all guys can come, join in with prayer and watch God work.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to see that.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 God is good, isn't he? God is so good.
And I want to thank Pastor Rick for making this connection.
Yes.
This holy water, this life-giving water.
Yeah.
That y'all guys brought to us. And let me just say this. You came 90 plus miles to bring us water. And our water was cut off. But y'all guys brought water. And that opened the door to a dynamic relationship. We will never forget it. We love y'all guys for that.
Amen.
We thank you so much. Thank you. From the bottom of our heart. You are sisters and you are brothers.
Wow, what a great service. What a great honor to our pastors. I just wanted to do something before we let the hospitality team loose to get our tables ready for our meal. But we like to give gifts here to our pastors. So those who have the gifts, if you would, go ahead and give them to those that you're supposed to. We have Alyssa and Debbie over our youth. We are so grateful for them. They pour into our young children. We have Caleb and Leah. They pour into our teens. We have Pastor Darius and Dunya, who are bringing in the Spanish people and ministering to them and raising up a church. And we are so thankful that God chose the Lighthouse for that. And for our covering. I can stand up here and speak for hours about how much you guys do for us. And I know these gifts are monetary, but I know your hearts. And I know what they want their congregation to be doing most is praying. Pray for them. Pray for our church. Pray for your family. Be where you're supposed to be. Be positioned where God is calling you to be. When we are positioned where we're supposed to be, that heavy burden and load that gets put on them doesn't go on them, because we're in the forefront and we are taking care of business. We are fighting and we are in battle. We are with them. They are not alone. They shouldn't feel an extra burden. They shouldn't feel an extra burden. So let's get positioned. Let's get on our knees. Let's get on our face and ask God to move. He wants to. Position yourself for the blessing. That's what we need to do. Hallelujah. We love every single pastor. Okay? We're going to pray for AJ. Something going on with his eye. Pastor Rick, you got something to say? You got something you want to share? I don't know. I just feel like maybe you got something to share real quick before I move on.
You shouldn't give a preacher the microphone when it's time to wrap up, you know. I just want to say, you know, it's just get excited. Get excited. Stay enthusiastic about Jesus Christ. Because what is deep in me right now is you got a champion on the inside of you. And so you need to act like you are a winner, because Jesus Christ has already won every victory that you need. So the things that Bishop was talking about and the things that your pastors talk about, listen. You are a great church. And so let's just be a great church. Let's go out and win people for Christ. Let's bring as many people as we can here. Because this church is here for a purpose and a plan. And there's not a lot of churches like this one. So don't take for granted, well, they already go to church. Well, you know what? Talk to the Holy Ghost. They may need to be here. Because God is doing something here. So let's just be excited about it. Amen.
Amen. So after I pray, they're going to start moving chairs and tables around. But if you would stay, eat food, fellowship. The hospitality team has their thing. They're going to take care of all that. So Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you for what you've done in this day. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation that has happened, the releasing of your word, God. We thank you that it didn't fall on ground that won't receive, God, but it landed on watered ground, Lord, that is just going to soak it up, and it's going to grow, and it's going to be fruitful. Father, we thank you for every pastor, Lord. We honor them, Lord. Father, we thank you that you're strengthening them so they have the perseverance to run their race, God. Father, I pray right now for this food. I pray for the hands that prepared it. Lord, bless them, bless their homes. And Lord, we just pray that this fellowship and time together, Lord, is blessed and the food nourishes our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.